章启示录里头啊，再温习一下。
I want just to spend some time to review Revelation chapter 19.
我们上次特别提到了那个第七号第七晚到了以后，那具体的那个发生的情况和它的次序。
Last time we have made mention of the order and the general circumstances after the seventh vial has been poured out.
我们说的十九章里边提到两个宴席。
And in chapter 19, we mentioned that they talk about two feasts.
一个是羔羊的婚宴。
One is the wedding feast of the Lamb.
那是教会在天上经过，在空中经过，基督台前的审判。
And that is that the church in the air would go through the judgment throne of Christ.
洁净了。
And has been purged.
完成了。
Has been completed.
就给带到神的宝座前。
And is brought before the throne of God.
在那里，父神就为着他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席。
And then the father sets the wedding banquet for his son.
因为在那一个时候。
Because at that time,
教会再没有任何的残缺了。
That the church is without blemish.
一切不够得上主的心意的，在审判的时候都清楚了。
Anything that cannot follow on to the heart of the Lord has been already been taken away from the judgment.
教会所佩戴的就是那光明洁白的细麻衣。
And so at that time, what the church puts on is that white and pure linen.
就是圣徒们在主的面前生活工作能发表主的那些全都给保留下来。
And that is all the work of the saints before the Lord that can be kept.
成为教会荣耀的装饰。
To become the glorious adornment of the church.
那我们感谢主。
And we praise and thank the Lord.
就在天上所摆设的那一个华美的宴席。
And this is that majestic banquet that is in heaven.
我们特别提出一点。
And we want to make mention of one point.
是不让弟兄姊妹们有一点点的误解的。
So that brothers and sisters would not have this misunderstanding.
弟兄姊妹必须先记住，我们是羔羊的心腹。
Brothers and sisters must first remember that we are the bride of the Lamb.
我们不是被请赴宴席的宾客。
That we are not the guests, the friends invited to the wedding banquet.
这一点我们要很牢牢地掌握住。
That point we have to hold and grasp very tightly.
因为太多神的儿女们，他们没有经过思考。就在那里发出一个炫目。
Because there may be children of God that without considering they would have that desire.
巴不得那天羔羊的婚宴我也有份在其中。
That they so desire to have a part in the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
就是如果在羔羊的婚宴里边我们没有份在其中呢，我们就是非常非常的糟糕。
Indeed, brothers and sisters, woe to us if we do not have a part in the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
因为羔羊的心腹就是教会。
Because the very bride of the Lamb is the church.
如果我们不在教会里，也就是说是我们并不在救恩里。
And so if we are not in the church, that means we are not in salvation.
救赎与我们没有份。
That salvation has no part with us.
那的确是很悲哀。
Then indeed, that is very sorrowful. But we thank the Lord.
我们是教会。
We are the church.
我们是在教会当中的组成的一个。
And we are a member that incorporates the church.
所以羔羊的婚宴我们一定在其中。
So surely we'll be in the midst of the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
因为我们是新妇。
Because we are the bride.
这一点我们实在需要好好的掌握住。
And so that point we have to hold fast.
那然后另外一个宴席。
And then another feast.
称为神的大宴席。
And that's the great feast of the God.
也就是我们的主带从千万圣洁从天上降临到地上来。
And that is God will descend upon the earth with thousands of saints.
来接受地上所有的抵挡。
And that is he will come to end all the opposition there is on earth.
这个就是第七晚最末了的情形。
And that is the very last stage of the seventh vial.
第七晚倒下来以后。
After the seventh vial has been poured out.
弟兄姊妹你就看见有许多事情发生了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see many things that
happened. 我们看过的。
We have seen it.
巴比伦大城倾倒了。
And that is the great city Babylon has fallen.
列国的军兵也在那里 围攻耶路撒冷。
And all the nations have surrounded and attacking Jerusalem.
然后以色列人当时就走到绝路了。
And that the Israelites will come to the end.
在这一个危急的时候。
And at that dire situation.
他们求告神。
They cry out to God.
主也完结了天上羔羊的分区。
And the Lord at that time above has ended the wedding feast of the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
就带同教会从天上降临到地上。
So with the church, the Lord descends from heaven to earth.
这个主降临到地上的时候。
And when he descends to earth,
地上的那个征战。
The battle on earth.
就从以色列人转到主的身上去。
Will shift from the focus of the Israelites to the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在这个征战的里边。
And our Lord in this battle.
还是用他口中的利剑来击杀列国了。
He uses the sword of his mouth to destroy the nations.
那我们在这点上要看一看。
And so upon this point, we have to take a look.
那主口中的利剑是什么？
And so what is the sword of the Lord's mouth?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主口中出来的利剑乃是神自己的话。
And the sword from our Lord's mouth is the word of God.
我们从启示录第一章开始。
And from Revelation chapter 1.
看到主的复活以后的形象。
After we see the image of our Lord after he was risen.
他口中就是带着一个利剑。
And with his mouth it has that sword.
这个利剑就是神的道。
And that sword is the word of God.
那现在我们的主。
And so now our Lord.
他降临到地上来。
When he descends on us.
他怎么去跟那些地上抵挡的势力征战呢？
How does he war with the nations on earth that oppose him?
地上的人所用的是人所能有的各种各样的武器。
The people of this world will use all the weapons that are available to them.
那我们的主是怎样与他们征战呢？
And so how does our Lord war with them?
他是骑着白马。
He is written on the white horse.
就是用他口中出来的利剑来击杀列国。
And he uses the word of his mouth to destroy the nation.
那这个击杀列国是怎么回事呢？
And so how does this happen?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters，
我们必须要留意这个。
We must pay attention to this.
因为，
because，
说到主这样的消灭这个仇敌。
Because when it describes to us how the Lord destroys the enemy，
预先就在帖撒罗尼迦后书那里头宣告了。
First it was proclaimed to us in 2 Thessalonians.
那里所说的是对付敌基督。
There it tells us that he deals with the Antichrist.
当然也就包括了对付敌那是跟随敌基督的那一群。
And of course that also includes the group that follows the Antichrist.
我们留意帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章里面说的这个话是怎么说。
Pay attention to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, how is it written there?
那第八节。
Verse 8.
那时这不法之的人必显露出来，主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
弟兄姊妹，这里很有意思。
Brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
说到主降临的时候，
When it talks about our Lord's descent,
其实就是说用口中出来的利剑击杀列国。
In Revelation, it tells us that with the sharp sword of his mouth, he will destroy the nations.
这里就说到主要用口中的气来对付敌基督。
And here it tells us that with the spirit of his mouth, he shall destroy the nations.
都是从口中出来的。
It is all from his mouth.
但是这里所说的是一个动作。
But here, what it describes us is an action.
那启示录里面所说的是那个动作所带出的内容。
And what in Revelation describes to us is the content that is brought about with that action.
那这里的动作是什么呢？
And so what is the action here?
我们中文圣经把它翻成用口中的气来灭绝它。
In the Chinese translation it is described as the breath of his mouth.
如果我们把这个话跟神在伊甸园造人的时候的那个动作来做一个比较。
Now if we use this description here to compare when God created man in the Garden of Eden.
神造人的时候是用口中的气，就是那个生命的气是 推到人的里边去。
And when God created man in the Garden of Eden, He gave them the breath of life into their nostrils.
那人就成了有灵的活人。
And so they became a living being, a living soul.
那现在在这里对付敌基督的时候。
And so here when He deals with the Antichrist,
主的话又说。
The Lord's word against that.
他用口中的气来灭绝他。
He uses the spirit of His mouth, the breath of His mouth.
口中的气也是神所吹出的那个气。
And this is also the breath which comes from the mouth of God.
也是神所吹的气。
It is also the breath which He blows.
人间所吹出来的是生命。
And what He blows out in the Garden of Eden is the breath of life.
这里吹出来的是死亡。
But here when He blows this breath, it is of death.
你说神的气，神的气是里面有死亡的成分。
And so then you might doubt, in the breath of God, would there be the content of death?
我这就很为难了。
Then we are troubled by that.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这一个气势，这一个吹气出来，不是把死亡吹出来。
This breath or this blowing of the breath is not to blow out or breathe out.
启示录十九章就给我们看到。
But Revelation 19 tells us.
所以吹出来的是什么
？What does God breathe out?
乃是一个利，那是两刃，有两刃的利剑。
It is a two-edged sword.
这和第一章说到主的那个口中出来两刃的利剑。
And so that is the same matter as it describes to us from Revelation 1. It's the two-edged sword. What is that? That is the word of God. That is the word of God.
神自己的话语一吹出来。
And when the word of God comes forth,
列国就在主的面前倒下。
The nations would fall before the Lord.
那你说怎么会有这样的事情呢？
And so you would question, how can this happen?
第二个问题我们晓得。
Brothers and sisters, we realize.
那是说出当时神怎么来收拾的那一个抵挡的局面。
This tells us at that time the situation how God puts an end to his opposition.
严格的说起来。
To be strict.
乃是神的话语显出来的时候所带出的那个定罪的功能。
It is when the word of God comes forth and the power to condemn sin.
人落在神的定罪的底下。
And when we fall under the condemnation of God.
人也就完了。
Man will come to an end.
所以列国是在神的话语的能力或是神的大能或者神审判的能力或者说是那个摧毁的能力来完结的。
And so the nations come to an end by the power or the mightiness or the condemnation of the power of God that they are destroyed.
就是当我们读到这些话的时候。
And so brothers and sisters, when we read these words,
也就是提醒我们。
It also reminds us.
为什么我们常常很强调神的儿女们必须要对神的话有很准确的认定。
Why is it that we always emphasize to brothers and sisters that we, the children of God, have to have a firm grasp of His word?
因为我们看到这个地方的时候，我们就看到神的话的两面的功用。
Because when we see this place, we see the two functions of the word of God.
它是神的道是两刃的利剑。
Because it tells us that the word of God is a two-edged sword.
两边都是锋快的。
That they're both two-edged.
那一面乃是把生气赏给人。
And so on one edge, it is to grant the breath of life to man.
一面是让人落在神的审判和定罪的底下而进到结局。
And on the other edge, it is to have man fall under the judgment and condemnation of God in their sin.
那神的话语既然给我们看到这样大的一个作用。
And so when the word of God shows us such a great function,
我们就毫无理由的去怀疑我们要丰丰富富的去掌握神的话。
Then without a reason, we need to grasp, hold fast to the word of God fully.
因为神的话一定是为我领我们进入生命的丰富。
Because on the one hand, the word of God is to lead us into the fullness of life.
另一面也为我们抵挡一切与神抵挡的势力。
And on the other hand, it also helps us to oppose any of the opposition that is against God.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
因为他把他的话赏赐给我们。
Because He grants us His word.
没有一个不明白神的话的神的儿女，他能跟随主，能跟随的准确，也跟随的道 地。
There would not be any of God's child that does not understand the word of God can follow him or follow him to the end.
许多神的儿女们不晓得是不是因为起初蒙恩的时候的一个错觉影响他们不追求更多的明白神的心意。
So many children of God, maybe it's because at the very beginning when they were saved by grace that they have a misunderstanding that they do not pursue to know the full will of God.
因为他们以为我信主是为了逃避将来的灭亡。
Because the concept is that they believe in the Lord in order to escape the condemnation in the future.
甚至我已经信了主了，将来的灭亡我已经逃避了。
So now I believe in the Lord, I will escape being perished.
对我来说够了。
So to me that is enough.
因此就没有更深进一步的想到要更多的认识明白神所要做的。
So they did not consider a step forward to come to know and understand what God wants to do.
但是我们看到我们的主如何的来运用他自己的话语。
But we can see how the Lord will use his word.
那我们也就该有一个准确的体会，去追求更明确的是认识神的话。
Then we should have this desire to come to know His words even more fully and more accurately.
那当耶路撒冷都围解了
，And so after the situation of Israel is solved,
那么列国也倒下来了
，And all the nations have fallen.
那么这个神的大宴席也就出现了。
Then this great feast of God appears.
啊，这个神的大宴席是什么呢
？What is this great feast of God?
乃是那些抵挡神的人，他们的尸首要清理。
And that is that the bodies, the corpse of those who oppose God, has to be cleaned.
那怎么样去清理呢
？So how are they purged?
当然人力会去清理。
Of course, you can do that with manpower.
但是太多了
But there are too many of them.
如果这些存留在地上久，那就会发生瘟疫啊，发生各种各样的不好的结果了。
And so, if they remain, then it would cause pestilence or other bad conditions.
啊，所以我们看到，在那个时候，神就召聚一个大宴席。
And so there we can see that God calls for a great feast.
乃是让天空的飞鸟。
And that is for the birds of the air,
都聚集到那个地区
that they would all gather to that area,
来清除这个战场上所遗留下来的
so that they would clean the flesh that is left remaining in that battlefield.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
那这一个神的大宴席所带出来的那个结果
So the result that is brought about by this great feast.
乃是敌基督给擒拿了
is that the Antichrist is captured
假先知也给擒拿了
that the false prophet is also captured
这两个人
and these two
或者说这两套人物
or that these two characters
就给活活的扔到火湖里
that they would be thrown into the lake of fire alive
我们曾经提过说
We have made mention previously.
最早进入火湖的就是这两位了。
It is these two that are the first to enter into the lake of fire.
然后其他那些跟随他们的。
And then the remnant that followed them.
也就给击杀。
They were also slain.
也就成了神的大宴席里边的所摆上的那些食物了。
And they have also become the food that is filled by the great feast of God.
那是在十九章里面所发生的事情。
And so those are things that happen in chapter 19.
那然后我们今天晚上要进到二十章。
And so now tonight we'll enter into chapter 20.
那二十章一开始。
At the beginning of chapter 20.
我们就看到一个事实。
We can see a fact.
是撒旦给捆绑。
It is that Satan is bound.
那也就是说，所有在地上的乱源。
And that is also the source of all the confusion in this world.
在这个时候给限制住了。
It is at this time that he is confined.
那也是说什么呢？
What does that tell us?
那也就是说出。
That also says,
从二十章开始，
starting from chapter 20,
我们用另外一个角度来看进来呢？
We can look at it from another angle.
那就是国度。
And that is the kingdom.
十九章仍然是灾难的末期。
Chapter 19 is still the last stage of the tribulation.
二十章就是国度的开始。
Chapter 20 is the beginning of the kingdom.
那我们看到国度的开始是怎么开始的？
And so we can see then how does the kingdom begin.
首先第一件事神让我们看见的就是撒旦给捆绑。
The first thing that God shows us is that Satan is bound.
撒旦一给捆绑了。
And when Satan is bound,
国度的光景在地上就开始出现。
Then the condition of the kingdom will appear on earth.
我们先来看一看。
So let us first see.
撒旦被捆绑的这一件事情。
This matter of Satan being bound.
当然弟兄姊妹我们都知道。
Of course, brothers and sisters, we know.
撒旦被捆绑就扔到无底坑里。
That when Satan is bound, he is cast into the bottomless pit.
在那里关闭一千年。
And he is kept there for 1,000 years.
然后再暂时把他释放。
And then he will be set free temporarily.
其实是我们读圣经
Many times when we read the Bible
我们是有点不明白
Then sometimes we just don't understand
为什么把他关了
Why do you shut him up
后来又要把他释放呢
And then you set him free
如果把他释放
If you set him free
那不是整个问题就做了一个彻底的解决了吗
If you don't set him free then that will solve the problem
但是那一千年完了
But after that 1,000 years
把他暂时释放出来
Now you set him free for a while
他就引出一次的在地上很厉害的悖逆
Then once again he will lead the nations to revolt and rebel again.
那这不是开玩笑吗？
Isn't that a joke?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们光是从现象上面去看
If we just look at from the phenomenon,
我们觉得这个是真的是想不通的
Yes, this is something that we do not understand.
但是感谢神
But we thank God.
如果主的灵把我们带到深处去看的时候
If the Lord'sSpirit leads us to the best.
我们就了解一个事实。
Then we'll know one thing.
整个神的计永远的计划。
The complete eternal plan of God.
那个中心点。
That central point.
你可以把它分成几个内容。
You can separate that into a few contents.
头一个内容。
The first one.
乃是让神的荣耀的丰富充满万有。
Is that the glory of God can fill all.
第二个内容。
The second content.
乃是彻底的结束黑暗的权势
That is to put a complete absolute end to the power of darkness
那第三个内容
And the third content
乃是一切是神所造出来的都进到神本身的那个荣耀尊贵和丰富里
That all of God's creation will enter into the original glory, honor and fullness of God
那这个是神永远的旨意完成的时候的那个实际的光景
and that is the actual condition when the will of God is finished
所以神在解决这个永远里边的那个难处的时候他不是只是解决那个现象
and so in solving this eternal difficulty God not only solves the phenomenon
他又把那个造成这些混乱的那个现象的原因也根本的来剪除
But God will also deal with the reason and the very foundation, the basic foundation, what causes those confusion.
弟兄姊妹，我们也许这样想。
Brothers and sisters, maybe you can think of it this way.
神既然要新天新地
If God desires for a new heaven and new earth,
为什么插进一个国度呢？
Why would he put in then this kingdom?
不插进国度干脆就直接就把新天新地带出来，那不是很妥当吗
？If he does not interject with the kingdom and just outrightly bring forth the new heaven and new earth, that would be very good.
反正地上那些抵挡的权势已经结束。
It's because the opposition on earth is dealt away with anyway.
反正那个鼓动人作乱的那个撒旦也给关闭起来。
And Satan, who incites the crowd on earth, is shut up.
这些在他面前。顶撞的那个基础那个根据都不存留了
and the foundation that opposes God is also not kept
为什么还要经过国度然后才
Why then you still have to go through the kingdom before you bring about new heaven and new earth?
如果我们光是从现象来看的话，
if we just look at it from the phenomenon,
这的确是好像有点多余的。
Yes, that does seem a bit too much.
但弟兄姊妹们，
but brothers and sisters,
我们必须看见，
we must be able to see.
神所要解决的不是现象的问题。
What God wants to deal with is not just a matter of the phenomenon.
神所要解决的是造成这些现象的那个根本的原因。
But what God wants to deal with is the very root of what causes these phenomena.
那现在我们留意。
And so now let us take a look.
成这个全地甚至整个宇宙在神面前抵挡的那个原因是什么？
What is the very reason that will cause the opposition from the land to God, even the universe to God?
在宇宙来说，那是撒旦。
In the universe, you can say that is Satan.
在地来说，那是人。
On land, you can say that is man.
第一就是这是两个很明显的那个造成那个抵挡的主角。
Brothers and sisters, these are the very two main characters that causes this disruption in God's plan.
正因为这两个。是他们是连在一起的。
It is because these two have united together.
所以有些时候我们就弄不清楚了。
And so sometimes we're just confused.
弄不清楚什么呢？
What are we confused with?
比如说你常常听到有人，有人这样说。
Brothers and sisters, maybe you have heard men say this before.
甚至许多基督徒都这样想。
Or maybe even many Christians would think this.
最坏就是撒旦。
That Satan is the worst of them all.
没有撒旦就没有那么许许多多的问题了。
And without Satan, all these problems would not exist.
没有这许多的属灵的难处了。
And without him, there would be none of these spiritual difficulties.
好像所有的责任都是撒旦的。
It seems like all the responsibility is Satan.
好像所有的混乱都是撒旦弄起的。
It seems like all the confusion is just caused by Satan.
我们承认从历史上面来看搞弄起那一个抵挡神的是撒旦。
We acknowledge that in history, the one who incites this disruption is Satan.
但从实际的事实上面来说啊，
but in practical reality,
你不能完全把责任推给撒旦。
You cannot completely push all the blame to Satan.
人以为没有撒旦就没有那么许多的事情。
Man will think that without Satan, none of this will come about.
这是把人该负的责任。来遮盖了。
Then this only covers up the responsibility that is due to man.
弟兄姊妹，你回头来到伊甸园。
Brothers and sisters, if you reflect back on the Garden of Eden,
你能说那个责任只有撒旦该负的吗？
Can you only say that only Satan bears all the blame?
当然，他要负很大的一个责任。
Yes, he has to bear a great part of the blame.
但是除了撒旦，
but aside from Satan,
人也本身也要负责任。
Man himself also has to bear that responsibility.
所以，弟兄，你看到神到伊甸园来的时候，
so brothers and sisters, you see God coming to the Garden of Eden. When he asks for our responsibility,
从人开始，
he begins with man.
然后就引到撒旦，
and then it leads to Satan.
当神宣告惩治的时候，
and when God proclaims his judgment,
不仅是惩治了撒旦，
not only does he punish Satan,
人也是落在神的责备的底下，
but that man also falls under the discipline of God.
就是你留意到这样的一件事情，
brothers and sisters, when you take note of this,
你就知道了，
then you see
整个属灵上的难处，
all the spiritual difficulties,
不是只有撒旦该负责任，
that Satan is not the only one to blame.
人也该负责任，
man also has his responsibility.
虽然人的堕落是因着撒旦的漂泊，
yes, even though man's fall is due to the inciting of Satan,
但是人在那个时候已经有分辨的能力，
but man at that time already have that discernment.
他们已经知道什么是该做的，什么是不该做的，
they know what they should and should not do.
我们不能推说说人那个时候是无知。
We cannot say man was ignorant at that time.
他完全的知道。
He completely knows.
如果按照神的安排来说，
if it is according to the arrangement of God,
一定死。
The day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
不能吃。
So you cannot eat of it.
但是他们明明知道的。
They surely know that.
另外弟兄姊妹你也留意，
and also brothers and sisters,
神把整个神所造的交给他们去管理，
when God gave over to them to govern all that he has created,
神的那个范围给他们修理看守，
that when they are to dress and cultivate and watch over all the Garden of Eden,
那弟兄姊妹你也知道，
brothers and sisters, you also know,
他们看守管理的对象不是普通人，
when they watch and dress, it is not just ordinary people.
他的那一个对手乃是撒旦。
But the opposition is Satan.
神给他们有这样的权柄和那个能力去对付撒旦。
God gives them the authority and the power to deal with Satan.
他们也就知道什么是他们该做的，什么是他们不该做的。
And so they fully know what they ought to do and ought not to do.
是人的。当人堕落的时候
So when man fell,
撒旦有一个责任
Satan has his responsibility 人
本身也同样有一个责任
But also man has their part
但是人的愚昧总是说
But in man's foolishness they will say
一切都是撒旦
All it is all done by Satan
没有撒旦就没有难
Without Satan there is no difficulty
好了神又为要对付这样的一个不准确的光景
And so now God wants to deal with this incorrect, abnormal condition.
神就规划出一段时间称为国度
God will allot for this period of time called the kingdom.
在这一段时间里头神把撒旦管起来
It is through this period of time that God bounds up Satan.
只这一段时间里边没有撒旦的活动
and it is in this period of time there's no activity of Satan
连撒旦的那些小差役的也都没有留下一个
even the little messengers are saying none of them are left
那按照人的想法
so according to man's thinking
这一段时间应该是非常非常的美好的
so surely during this period of time everything would be blessed
在没有犯罪得罪神的事
There's no sin that you would condemn, that you would oppose God
我在没有人与人中间的那个冲突在其中
And there's no more conflict between men
但是很可惜
But unfortunately
在国度这一段的时段的里头
During this period of the kingdom
神的话给我们看到
The word of God shows us
混乱的程度是降得好低
Yes, the degree of confusion is very low
但是却不等于说罪与悖逆在这个时段的里头完全的销声匿迹
But that does not mean that sin and rebellion is nowhere to be found during that period
虽然在这个时段的里面很多的那个美好的光景重新出现
And even though during that time many of the good conditions still appear again
人在长寿起来了
But when man is powered again
但是死却没有停止
But yet death did not come to an end
死如果没有停止
And if death does not come to an end
兄弟你也就了解到那个罪的结果还存留在那里
Then brothers and sisters you realize that the result of sin is still there
罪的结果既然存留在那里
And if the result of sin does still remain
罪的成分和罪的作用也就没有过去了
Then the content and the function of sin did not pass away yet
你说都没有撒旦在那里活动了那我哪里还有罪的
So you question without the activity of sin where does the sin come from Brothers and sisters, do not forget.
伊甸园的堕落已经就是把人带到一个罪人的地位。
The fall of man in the garden of sin brings man to the condition of a sinner.
不仅是一个地位。
Not only is that position,
同时也是一个实际。
But it is also a reality.
那罪虽然撒旦没有活动。
And so without the activity of Satan,
罪人还是罪人。
The sinner is still a sinner.
没有撒旦的挑拨，罪人就安分一点。
Without the inciting of Satan, man can be a little more peaceful.
但是安分一点并不等于说他不要在抵挡神。
Though they are content for a while, that does not mean that they do not want to oppose God.
因为环境没有那样抵挡神的预备。
Because they're not, the surroundings does not allow for them to oppose God.
所以人就收敛一点了。
And so man is a little cultured.
但是
But,
我们读以赛亚书的时候
When we read the book of Isaiah,
我们就读到一个情形。
Then we read this condition.
一切都好了。
Everything is rest.
老虎狮子跟羊羔可以活在一起。
But the lion and the lamb can dwell together.
小孩和毒蛇也可以玩在一起了。
And the children can play with the snake.
那自然界里边的那个冲突好像是不再出来了。
And so when we see that picture, it seems like the conflict is no longer there.
但是人的问题还存在。
But yet, the issue of man's
sin. 因为做到这些事情的时候。
Because when you mention of these things,
就说出一个事实。
It tells us of a fact.
100岁死的算是孩童。
That if you die when you're 100 years old, you're still considered a child.
算是被咒诅的。
That you are considered cursed.
算是罪人。
That you're considered a sinner.
弟兄姊妹，你看
，Brothers and sisters, you see.
情况虽然有点改变。
Yes, the condition seems to have changed.
但实际还没有完全停止。
But yet the reality has not completely come to an end.
这就是国度里面的那种情形。
And so that is the condition in the kingdom.
属灵的那个阴暗面还是在国度里边有一个隐蔽所。
And so the shades of sin is still has a hiding place there.
因为人的那个犯罪的天性在那里并没有结束。
Because the very nature of man's sinful nature has not been completely done away with.
神就用着国度这一段的时间。
So God uses this period of the kingdom.
把人的本性彻底的、整个的显露出来。
Completely exposes the very nature of man.
而这个就是把撒旦关闭一千年。
And that is to shut up Satan for a thousand years.
然后暂时又把他释放出来。
And then we set him free for a while.
那么等到暂时把他释放出来的时候。
And when he is set free for a while.
立刻底下就发生一个问题。
And then the nations have this problem.
全地又联合起来抵挡神。
Then once again, all the nations unite.
那这个等到看到那个时候我们再看。
We'll share upon that when we get to it.
我们在这里只是指出为什么要经过国度，然后才到新天新地。
Here we only will point out the reason why you have to go through the kingdom, and then you reach the new heaven and new earth.
神是借着这一段的时段来叫人真实的认识自己的本相。
It is that through this period God wants man to truly know of the very own nature.
正如在旧约的时候，神把律法给以色列人。
Just as in the Old Testament, when God gave the law to Israel,
只要以色列人在律法的光的底下认识自己是罪人。
It is so that the Israelites, under the light of the law, they will come to realize that they are sinners.
认识人的本相。
To see the very own nature of man.
来等候神儿子的救赎。
To await for the salvation of the Son of God.
因为这个问题跟为什么神不在伊甸园立刻就预备救赎？是同一个问题。
And so those kind of questions are the same issue as when you raise questions, why did God not prepare salvation immediately at the Garden of Eden?
如果神在那个时候预备救赎，那个许多事情都不会有了。
If God did surely prepare the salvation at the Garden of Eden, none of this would come about.
人却忘记了。
But yet man has forgotten.The fallen man
根本就不肯接受神的权柄
will not accept the authority of God
甚至根本就不甘心去接受神的恩典
and so they're not willing to accept the grace of God
因为人家堕落是堕落到他要像神嘛
because man has fallen to a condition that he wants to be like God
现在要神给恩典人才能存留那这个才伤人的自尊了
and so now you would need forGod to give of his grace in order for you to exist, then that will hurt the pride of man.
那是人不甘心。
So man is not willing for that.
所以神就给他们经过一段律法的时期
and
来认识人的本相。
So God allows for them to go through this period of the law for them to know just as they are.
那这是我们看到国度的时候。
And so we see that during the kingdom.
我们所要留意到的一些事。
And that is something that we need to pay attention to.
开始。
Now at the beginning of chapter 20,
那就是说到国度的开始。
It tells us the beginning of the kingdom.
开始在什么地方?
And so where does the kingdom begin?
开始在撒旦被捆绑。
It begins with the bounding of Satan.
那弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters,
我们留意了。
We pay attention.
因为到了撒旦被捆绑的时候
Because when Satan is bound,
那就是七个印都完全揭开了。
That is all the seven seals have been opened.
那不但是揭开了。
Not only are they opened.
连七个印的内容都完成了。
Even all the contents of the seven seals are finished.
那现在我们就看到。
So now we see.
那七个印
Seven seals.
那个准确的情形。
What is the actual situation of the seven seals?
我们提到过。
We may mention.
七个印是包括七个号。
The seven seals.
七个印的第七印是包括七个号。
The seventh seal of the seven seals includes the seven trumpets.
第七个号是包括七个碗。
And the seventh trumpet includes the seven vials.
那所以把那个碗把那个号都合起来那个就是第七个印。
And so when you combine the seven vials and the seven trumpets, that is the seventh seal.
那现在呢?
Now,
第七个印已经揭开了。
That seventh seal has been opened.
第七个印的内容也已经完成了。
And all those content of the seven seal is finished.
那我们回头来看第四章的时候。
Now when we return and look at chapter 4, then you pay attention.
羔羊从做宝座那里所接过来的那个书卷。
that the scroll that is received by the Lamb from the throne
是用七个印来封严
has been sealed with seven seals
并且宣告说没有人能揭开这七个印
and also is proclaimed that no one is able worthy to open the seals
只有神的羔羊可以把它揭开
But only the Lamb of God is worthy to open it
那我们也知道
And we also know
一个书卷
The scroll
从正面来说
From the positive angle
那是神永远的计划
That is the eternal plan of God
从具体的情形来说
In the practical situation
那是神对地收回的那个过程
It is the process in which God will retrieve the land
换一句话来说
In other words
像弟兄们所说的
As the brethren have said
这个是神的地契
That is the deed of God
不过因为特殊的原因这个地契不能展开
But for some special circumstances this deed cannot be opened
所以用七个印来把它封严
So it has been sealed with seven seals
如果你要打开
If you want to open it
你必须先要揭开七个印
You must first open these seven seals
那也就是说
In other words
你必须要先要满足这七个印的要求
You must first fulfill the requirement of these seven seals
那现在七个印揭开了
Now all these seven seals have been opened It is the Lamb who opened them
从印到号
It is from the seal to the trumpet, the trumpet to the vial
七个印全揭开了
All the seven seals have been opened
那也就是说
In other words
这个书卷可以打开了
The scroll can be opened
那这个书卷一打开就是什么
God is open, what is it?
就是国度来了
It is the kingdom
国度是什么呢
What is the kingdom?
是神的国在是神的权柄在地上显出来了
It is the authority of God manifested on earth
是主的权柄再次管理全地了
It is once again the Lord's authority that governs the land
这个是国度
That is the kingdom
这个就是七个印揭开以后所带回来的结果
And that is the result that's brought about by the seven seals being opened And from that time on
地的主权
The power of the land, the ownership of the land,
是回到主的手里了
Once again, returns the hand of the Lord.
那好，我们有了这样的一个领会。
Now, when we have this understanding, let us see.
国度的开始在哪里呢
Where does the kingdom begin?
开始在撒旦被捆绑。
It begins with Satan being bound.
撒旦给捆绑了。
And when Satan is bound,
地上再没有人在那里去不大战士那个动作是现在他罢了以后就说这个是我的这个是什么比方说你有的你去 claim 那个什么去啊这个说惯了那一个字就用中文就说不出来是啊去声明是可以表达一下再去声明说这个地是我的
and there's no one again to claim that the land belongs to him
丢之呢如果从地从撒旦手里收回那这个事情已经做完了
Now brothers and sisters this action of retrieving the ownership of the land from Satan has been done
所以国度在地上就开始
And so therefore the kingdom begins on earth
主的权柄重新显在地了
So once again the authority of the Lord is manifested in the land at this time
主教导门徒祷告的那个事情
And then as the Lord teaches his disciples to pray that matter is fulfilled
主的国降临
The kingdom of the Lord comes
主的名被称为圣
That his name is hallowed
主的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
And that the will of the Lord can be done on earth as it is in heaven
现在有了一个初步的完成
And so now that is completed in the first steps
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
你特别注意一件事情
Pay attention to it
我们说了这一大堆的话
When we said all these words
那个根据是什么地方
Where's the foundation
我想我们先从第十章回过头来看第十章
I think let us turn around and look at chapter 10 again
第十章那里
Chapter 10 there
第七节
Verse 7
但在第七位天使吹号发生的时候神的奥秘就成全了
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound the mystery of God, shall be finished.
那神的奥秘是什么
So what is the mystery of God?
那就是那个书卷可以打开了
And that is that the scroll can be opened.
那就是七个印都揭开了
That is all the seven seals have been opened.
那就是第十章 章的时候天上的一个宣告。
And so that is the proclamation in heaven.
哦，第七号一吹响啊。
That when the seventh trumpet shall sound,
神的奥秘就成全了。
That the mystery of God will be finished.
然后第什么？你再又到这个第十五章。
And then, brothers and sisters, if you go to chapter 15.
不是十五章，是十一章。
Chapter 11，
十一章的十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 15.
第十章就在那里宣告第七位天使要吹号。
And so in chapter 10, it proclaimed that the seventh angel shall sound.
第十一章就说到那第七个天号，第七位天使就吹了。
And so chapter.11 verse 15 tells us, and the seventh angel sounded.
但是第七位天使一吹号的时候
and, but when he sounded,
我们要看见神的旨意完成，神的奥秘成全。
We do not see that the mystery of God is finished.
我们只是看见天使在那里宣告一件事。
We only see the angel proclaiming.
世上的国成为我主和主基督的国。
That the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ.
王直到永远。
And he shall reign forever and ever.
然后十八节
and then verse 18,
外邦方怒，你的愤怒也临到了。
And the angel and the nations were angry, and thy wrath has come.
审判死人的时候也到了。
And the time of the dead that they shall be judged.
你的仆人众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。
And thou shalt give reward unto thy servants the prophets and to the saints and them that fear thy name, small and great.
你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也到了。
And should destroy them which destroy the earth.
第七号一吹就是发出这个宣告。
And so when the seventh angel sounded, this proclamation is brought about.
那这个宣告的内容就是神的奥秘成全。
And so the content of this proclamation is the mystery of God being finished.
但是宣告只是一个宣告而已。
But this is only a proclamation.
还没有成为事实。
It has not been fulfilled.
那要到什么时候才成为事实？
So when is it realized?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当第七号真的吹响以后。
When the seventh angel did sound,
那七个碗就出来了。
The seventh vials came forth.
七个碗都倒进了以后。
And after the seventh vials have been poured out, brothers and sisters, then we can see.
这是二十章的起头。
That is the beginning of chapter 20.
一个天使从天手里拿着无底坑的钥匙和一条大链子，他抓住那龙，就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑一千年，扔在无底坑里。将无底坑关闭，用硬封上，使他不得再迷惑列国。
From verse 1 to verse
3。那弟兄，你留意到这一段话。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to those verses,
撒旦被捆绑了。
Satan is bound.
什么时候
？When?
第七个弯倒完以后，第七个弯说要。成就的事情完成了以后
after the seven vials have been poured out after the content has been finished
那就是第七号完成了
that is the seventh trumpet has ended
撒旦被捆绑
Satan is bound
我想弟兄姊妹你留意的
I think brothers and sisters what you pay attention to
你说撒旦那样毫无反抗的就被捆绑
so you will questionSatan will not resist, and he is just bound.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你看第看看二十章的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you look at chapter 20,
你看到有点意思。
Yes, you read it; it's very meaningful.
我看见一位天使。
I see an angel.
什么天使
？Which angel?
天使就是天使。
Angel is an angel.
那为什么我发这个问题
？Why do I have this question?
因为要弟兄姊妹留意，这一个天使是。天使
because I want brothers and sisters to take note that this angel is an angel
不是天使长
it is not an archangel
现在他来捆绑的呢
now who he comes to bound
是从前那个最有威严的堕落了的天使长
it is the previous archangel who was so powerful
你说那也就是说
before he fell 这
个来捆绑撒旦的那个天使原来在撒旦没有堕落以前应该是他的手下
So in other words this angel who came to bound Satan before Satan fall was actually someone under Satan
现在他来捆绑撒旦
And now he comes to bind Satan
把他关在无底坑里。
And has sealed him in the bottomless pit.
撒旦却毫无反抗的力量。
And Satan has no strength to resist.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这里边的情形。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this situation.
一个天使对一个撒旦。
One angel to oppose Satan.
地上的事情我们看得多了。
We see this situation on earth many times.
你从前有权有势的人，现在你倒霉了。
And now someone who was so prominent and powerful before now has fallen.
人家来逮捕你了。
And so others would come to appease you.
来摆布的。
And others would come to deal with him.
如果是一个人来对一个人，恐怕这个事情办不了。
If it's just one against one, it doesn't seem possible.
总得一些人来办他，才办得了。
You have to have a group of people to come deal with him before you can do it.
但现在你看见一个天使
But now,
对一个堕落的天使长。
You can see one angel against a fallen archangel.
这一个堕落的天使长完全没有反抗。
And this fallen archangel has no strength to resist.
这是什么？
What is that?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这就是那七个印所带来的结果。
And that's the result brought about by the seven seals.
因为在这七个印的里边，神的权柄能力已经越过撒旦所能做的一切。
Because what is brought with the seven seals, the power and the authority of God surpasses what Satan is able to do.
在这一个时候
At this time,
撒旦心里边大概也还不佩服
Satan is still not willing to surrender
但是在外头他却无计可施了
But without, he just has no more schemes that he can exercise
他就这样给关在无底坑里
And so he was just sealed in the bottomless pit
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
刚才那个话是这样说
These words are said this way
但是我们不能忽略
But we cannot be careless
这一个事情最根本的那一个原因在哪里
Where is the very root of this, reason, of this matter
乃是在主在这一个时候已经完全得着了教会。
It is that at this time the Lord has already completely gained the church.
在教会这一个团属灵的团体里。
And in this spiritual body corporation.
这个称为基督的身体的。
This body that is called Christ.
这个称为羔羊的心腹的。
And this group that is called the Lamb's bride.
乃是死与肉体都完全失效的那一个事实。
That death and the flesh have no more reality upon them.
那在这样的光景的底下,
and so under that condition,
撒旦还有什么话好说呢?
What else can Satan say?
肉体不能兴风作浪了。
The flesh can no longer do anything.
罪也不能再辖制了。
Sin can no longer be a hindrance.
他没有办法可以再做什么了。
He is not able to do anything.
所以他就给捆绑了。
So then he is bound.
但是以后慢慢又暂时释放他。
But then later he will be set free for a while.
那他释放出来就引动人的悖逆。
And when he is set free, he will incite the nations to rebel.
这一点我们明显看见，神是让人认识人的本相。
We can see that God allows for man to know just as they are.
也可以是为了将来审判那个彻底的执行。
And that we can also put that it is for the future judgment that God can execute it fully.
叫这些顶撞的人在神面前没有可说的话。
So that these people who rebel against God can be without excuse.
如果撒旦不捆绑,
if Satan is not bound,
人可以把责任推到撒旦那里去。
Man can push all the blame to Satan.
像亚当推给夏娃，夏娃推给
Just as Adam pushed all the blame to Eve and Eve pushed all the blame to the serpent.
在审判的时候
But in the judgment of God,
神根本就没有留下让人有可推却的那个地余地
God will not leave any ground for man to make any excuses.
因为人的历史和人的所做的摆出来就是一个毫无保留的顶撞神的人
Because in man's doing in their history what is brought forth is without any reservation that they fully oppose God
所以国度的起头
So the beginning of the kingdom
起头在撒旦被捆绑
begins with Satan being bound
好了
Now
撒旦被捆绑了以后呢
After Satan is bound,
国度的开始
the kingdom begins,
就开始在审判 就开始在审判了
It begins in judgment.
所以审判是国度开始的第二个次序
And so, judgment is the second step of the kingdom.
那现在我们看第四节所说到的那个审判
And so we can see verse 4 and it talks about that judgment.
我又看见几个宝座也有坐在上面的并有审判的权柄赐给他们
And I saw thrones and they sat upon them and judgment was given unto them.
我又看见那是因为给耶稣做见证并为神知道被长者的灵魂和那没有拜过兽与兽像也没有在额上和手上受过他印记的人的灵魂他们都复活了与基督作王一千年
and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God and which had not worshipped the beast and neither his image had neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands and, upon, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years
弟兄姊妹，这里头就来了一个很明显的一个审判。
Brothers and sisters, here we can clearly see a judgment.
这个是什么审判呢
？Which judgment is this?
这里没有说。
Here it does not say.
只是说。
It only says.
看见几个宝座。
We can see some thrones.
有坐在上面的。
And they sat upon them.
他就审判。
And they judge.
如果从下文来看。
If we look at the context.
审判的。
Who they judge?
全是。在大灾难里，但都是在灾难时期所经历灾难时期的人。
It is a judgment of all those who have gone through the tribulation.
你说这个审判是什么审判
？And so you question what kind of judgment is it?
是教会的审判吗
？Is it a judgment of the church?
当然不是。
Of course not.
因为教会并没有。不需要经过灾难。
Because the church does not need to go through the judgment of the tribulation.
就算是。主张得胜者被提的弟兄们
and even for the brethren who espouse the theory that the overcomers are raptured
最低限度得胜者没有经过灾难
at the very least the overcomers don't go through the tribulation
如果是主张灾后被提的
and all those who espouse the theory of rapture after the tribulation
这里就很难在那里有什么可说的了
And so it's very difficult to say anything here against that.
因为经历过灾难的如果是教会里头的一部分
Because what goes through, who goes through the tribulation is only a part of the church.
你总不能叫那些已经死掉了的人复活过来来经过灾难
You cannot cause those who have already been dead in Christ to be risen to go through the tribulation.
所以灾后被提的主张就更困难了在这里
And so those who espouse that theory to be raptured after the tribulation is more difficult to explain
也没有办法来呼应 上面所提到的那个羔羊的婚去
And there's no way for them to echo to what is previously mentioned about the wedding feast of the Lamb.
但是我们在这里
But here,
留心去注意的时候
Here if we pay attention,
这一个审判很明显的给我们看见是什么审判。
This judgment clearly shows us what kind of judgment this is.
这个审判
This judgment
我们先留意字句。
If we first pay attention to the words
我又看见不是几个宝座是应该说是好些宝座。
And I saw not just a few but many thrones.
并且也不是也有人坐在上面
and not that also some sat upon them
是他们就坐在上面
but they sat upon them
他们坐在上面这个他们是谁啊
and who are they that sat upon them
好像对当时约翰来说约翰觉得并不稀奇
it seems like to John at that time he was not amazed at all
也没有追问天使说那他们是哪些人
And he did not ask the angel, who are they?
他看见这个宝这些宝座上面坐着人，他就知道是他们。
And when he saw that there are thrones and they sat upon them, he knows who they are.
那这是什么意思呢
？And so what does this mean?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你碰到这一个地方的时候
，when you encounter this place，
我们没有办法不回想到 主还在地上的时候所说过的话。
There's no way but for us to reflect upon the words that the Lord spoke when he was on earth.
主怎么说呢？
What did our Lord say?
在马太福音十九章的里头。
In Matthew chapter 19.
但是彼得就问主。
At that time, Peter asked the Lord.
我们为着你的缘故撇下了许许多多，那将来在国度的时候我们有什么赏赐？
Peter asked the Lord, we have forsaken all for your sake. In the kingdom to come, what reward will we have?
主当时很干脆就告诉他说，
At that time, the Lord replied him straightforward.
你们这样，这十二个人，
These 12 of you,
那时你们要坐在十二个宝座上面去审判以色列民，
And that you will be seated upon the thrones to judge the Israelites.Brothers and sisters, when we reflect upon these words, by our Lord,
我们体会这个他们坐在宝座上这个他们是什么。
Then we'll come to understand about these who sat upon the throne, who they are.
因为在看比上受审判的那些人的那个那种光景。
Because when we see the context on those who are judged and their condition,
我们就知道。
Then we know.
这个时候是国度审判的时候。
It is the judgment of the kingdom.
提到国度审判的时候，
When we mention about the judgment of the kingdom, we cannot forget.
国度的审判分成两个部分。
That the judgment of the kingdom has two parts.
一个部分是以色列的审判。
One is the judgment of the Israelites.
另外一个部分是万民的审判。
And the other part is the judgment of all nations.
那以色列的审判。
Now the judgment of the Israelites.
是在19章主说的。
It is spoken by our Lord in Matthew chapter 19.
万民的审判。
The judgment of the nation.
那是马太25章那个绵羊和山羊的那一个比方。
It is pointed out to us by the parable in Matthew chapter 25 about the sheep and the goat. So brothers and sisters, you can clearly see in these, the result of these two judgments it is to determine their qualifications in the kingdom.
那对以色列的审判我们没有看见主说出很明显的那个结果。
To the Israelites, we did not see the very clear line that is drawn for us.
但是在万民的审判里呢？
But in the judgment of all nations,
在绵羊和山羊的审判里呢？
In the judgment of the sheep and the goats.
弟兄姊妹，你就很清楚的看。
Brothers and sisters, you can clearly see.
你要么就进国度。
You will either enter the kingdom.
你不能进国度，你就到永远的灭亡了。
Otherwise, you will go into eternal condemnation.
这是从人这一方面来说。
That is from the standpoint of man.
头一批进火湖的，就是这一批在称为山羊的那一批人。
The first group that will enter into the lake of fire is this group that is considered a goat.
头两个进火湖的是假先知和敌基督。
Now the first two to enter into the lake of fire is the Antichrist and the false prophet.
头一批进火湖的人乃是在列国的审判里头的那一批山羊。
And the first group to enter into the lake of fire is the group that is considered a goat in the judgment of all the nations.
那现在我们要注意这里了。
Now we have to pay attention to that.
就是
He says,
这几个宝，他们在那里审判的权柄是给他们。
And judgment was given unto them.
那这一个审判呢
？And in this judgment,
就决定了底下那些人。
Determines those to come.
他们在国度里边与基督一同作王。
That they will reign with Christ in the kingdom.
这又引起一些混乱来了。
That also will cause some confusion.
因为我们很容易有一个错觉。
Because very easily we can have this misunderstanding.
我们说在救恩里面的人按照神的安排，每一个蒙恩得救的人都该与基督一同作王。
We say all those who are saved by grace in salvation ought to reign with Christ.
当然这个对教会来说是一个很宝贝的恩典。
Of course, to the church, that is a very precious grace.
但是实际上能做王的只是得胜者。
But in reality, only those overcomers will reign.
那这个是教会的那个部分。
And that is the part of the church.
我们不说了。
We won't talk about that.
但是许多时候我们读经读到这里的时候。
But many times when we read the Bible to this point.
我们如果没有好好的掌握这个主的那个安排的那个真相。
When we have not grasped accurately the arrangement of God,
这里又引出我们的一些心思上的混乱。
Here it also causes some confusion for us.
你说这里有一批人。
Here you say there's a group of people.
他们从死里复活。
They're risen from the dead.
他们与主作王一千年。
And they reign with the Lord for a thousand years.
这个不是教会是什么？
And so this is not the church, who are they?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个结论下不来的。
You cannot make that conclusion.
因为这里所说的跟教会的经历完全没有关联的。
Because what is recorded here has no connection with the experience of the church.
我们现在留意。
So let us first
pay attention. 这里所说的这批人是什么人？
Who are the school of people that's mentioned here?
第一就说。
First.
他们是为耶稣见证，做见证。
They are those who have for the witness of Jesus.
并为神之道被斩者的灵魂。
Are the souls of them that were beheaded?
这是第六章第五个印底下的那一批人。
And that is the group of people in the fifth seal.
这一批人我们已经提过了，那是在灾难起头的时候受害的。
And we have made mention of this group already. That is at the beginning of the tribulation that they were harmed.
那是在教会被提以后，敌基督的权势在地上横行的时候。
And so that is the result of the Antichrist actions after the church was raptured.
那然后呢？
And then,
和他没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过兽印记之人的灵魂。
And which had not worshipped the beast, neither the image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands.
这就更明显地指出这一批人是在灾难大灾难的时期，就是称为后三年半的时期里边受害的人。
And so this clearly even more so tells us it is the group of people in the great tribulation that last 3.5 years when they were in harm.
那我们撇开教会究竟什么时候被提，
Now let us put aside first the issue of when the church is
raptured. 我们只看受印和受印和受像的这个事情。
Now we just look at this issue of worshipping the image of the beast and having his seal on the forehead or the head.
有没有可能成为教会的经历？
Can those have the experience of the church?
这个是不可能的。
That is not possible.
教会是不要见敌基督的。
That the church will not see the Antichrist.
教会跟敌基督是完全不同时代的。
But the church and the Antichrist is in different times.
所以意思在这里所提到的跟教会是没有关联的。
So what is mentioned here has no connection with the church.
所以我们不要把这个事情混乱。
So let us not confuse this.
但是叫人产生混乱的不单是做王的问题。
But what causes man to be confused is not only the issue of reigning.
乃是复活的问题。
It's also the matter of being raised again.
因为说到这一批人。
Because when you mention about this group.
底下有一句话。
There's this sentence.
这是头一次的复活。
This is the first resurrection.
这是头一次的复活。
This is the first resurrection.
然后又说。
And then it says.
在头一次复活有份的有福了圣洁了。
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection.
第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司。
On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be the priests of God and of Christ.
并要与基督一同作王一千年。
And shall reign with him 1,000 years.
问题是出在这一批人是在头一次的复活里。
The issue is that this group is in the first resurrection.
同时又是神和基督的祭司。
And at the same time they're also priests of God and of Christ.
这样看来这批人不是教会是什么？
And so when you read this you question if they're not the church, who are they?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
不要这样含糊。
Do not be so confused.
如果是这样去领会，那是非常含糊的。
If you come to understand it this way, it is too abstract.
第一次复活的事。
Now let us firsthave this issue about the first resurrection.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
第一次复活。
The first resurrection
是与第二次复活来做区别的。
It's distinguished from the second resurrection.
那第二次复活是复活受审判。
Now the second resurrection is to be resurrected to go through the judgment.
审判的地点是在白色大宝座。
And the place of that judgment is before the great white throne.
以后我们要看到的。
That's something we'll see later on.
头一次复活的
Now the first resurrection
就一定不在白色大宝座的审判那个时间出现的
They will not appear during the great white throne
那这样一来
So speaking of this
除了教会
Aside from the church
还有谁能在第一次的复活里
Who can also be included in the first resurrection
在我们的错觉的里头
In our misunderstanding,
我们以为复活只是、教会的复活的那一次。
We think that the resurrection only belongs to the resurrection of the church.
除了那一次就没再再没有复活了。
Aside from that resurrection, there's no other resurrection.
如果有的话，那是第二次的复活。
If there is, there's only a second resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个传统给我们的一个错觉。
Brothers and sisters, that is a misunderstanding we have with tradition.
那我们如果要准确的认识复活
，Now if we want to have an accurate understanding of resurrection,
我们要回到。格林多前书十五章去。
We have to go through 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是非常重要的经文。
Brothers and sisters, that's a very important passage.
但是如果人是笼笼统统的，这样去读下去的话，就一定读出问题来。
But if men just read it in general, then there would be a problem.
那我们看看格林多前书十五章里面说到复活的这个事情。怎么给我们说明
Now brothers and sisters Let us take a look at how it tells us This matter of resurrection In 1 Corinthians chapter 15
20节
Verse 20
但基督已经从死里复活成了睡了的人所属的果子
But now is Christ risen from the dead And become the first fruits of them that slept
死既是因一人而来死人复活也是因一人而来
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
要弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
在基督里的众人也都要复活。
Even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
23
Verse 23
但个人是按照自己的次序复活。
But every man in his own order.
那么你说哦，在基督里的都要复活。
And so you say, then even so,
但是他们复活的次序不一样。
But every man in his own order.
那因着这样
，because of that，
教会多次被提的道理，又从这句话里边好像找到根据了。
It seems like then the theory of the church being raptured many times has a foundation here.
但我们必须要读下去
But we have to continue on
不能只读一句话
We cannot just read a portion
我们要整个的上下文要读清楚
We have to read the complete context
个人是按照自己的次序复活
But every man in his own order
那我们看那个次序了
Now,
一下就是说的次序
Let us look at that order It tells us that order
出熟的果子是基督
Christ the first fruits
这个是第一个复活了
That is the first being raised
以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的
Afterward they that are Christ at his coming
那注意这个时间和范围
Now pay attention to the timing of that and the boundary of that
以后就是除了基督第一批复活
Afterward after Christ the first group that is raised
是在主来的时候那些属基督的
are those who belong to him at his coming
只要你是属基督的
as long as you belong to Christ
在主耶稣回来的时候
when the Lord Jesus returns
你就要复活了
you will be raised
那这是一批
now that is one group
然后二十四
and then verse 24
最后
then cometh
这里没有再提复活这个词
now no longer does it mention that term being resurrected
最后
but if you say then cometh
这个是表达一个时间的
It tells us of a time
那 为什么在这里表达这个时间呢？
And so why does that tell us the timeline?
就和上文在他来的时候这个时间有关联了。
And so that has to do with the timing of at his coming.
在他来的时候是一个时间。
At his coming is a timeline.
经过了这事以后，最后就是另外一个时间。
Then after that timeline of his coming, there comes another time.
那最后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政掌权的有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。
Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power.
那最后就是那个末期。
So then cometh, that is the end.
这个末期是指着什么？
And that end, what does that point to?
这个末期就是指着指着国度大灾难结束的时候。
And that end, then cometh that end that points at the end of the great tribulation.
国度开始以前。
Before the kingdom begins.
这个在时间的次序上，这个是第二。
And so, in the timeline, that is what takes place after that.
然后二十六节。
And then verse 26.
紧末了。
At the end.
所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
用什么去毁灭那个仇敌呢？
What do you use to destroy that enemy?
就是用复活的事实去毁灭仇敌嘛。
It is you use the matter of resurrection to destroy that enemy, death.
虽然最后末期到了，和紧末了所毁灭的仇敌，这里没有提复活这个词。
And even though between that timeline then cometh the end and the last enemy that shall be destroyed does not mention the word resurrection.
从上下文来看，
But brothers and sisters, from the context,
都是指着复活这件事。
It all points to this matter of resurrection.
那这个紧末了是什么时候？是什么时候的复活呢？
And so, in verse 26, the very end, the last enemy,
那就百宝座的时候。
That is at the time of the great white throne.
那比如说我们现在晓得了。
Now, brothers and sisters, we understand that.
百宝座是第二次的死。
The great white throne is the second death.
也就是第二次的复活。
And that is also the second resurrection.
那么从主复活开始。
So beginning with our Lord's resurrection,
教会的复活被提。
Then the church will be resurrected to be raptured.
国度的审判所带所引进的那个复活。
And the resurrection that comes about because of the judgment of the kingdom.
我们就看见这都是在第一次的复活的那一个范围里。
Then we see all these events are in the boundary of the first resurrection.
这第一次的复活是包括好几批。
Now the first resurrection includes several groups.
头一批主自己。
The first group is the Lord himself.
第二批教会。
The second group, the church.
第三批。
The third group,
绵羊。
The sheep.
和经过灾难而死守主的真道主的道的以色列。
And the Israelites who've gone through the tribulation and held fast to the word of the Lord.
那现在第一次的复活的那个范围我们看到了。
Now we can see that is the boundary of the first resurrection.
你说那这样怎么知道那里头既然教会是包括在第一次的复活的里头， 那怎么知道这里所提的第一次的复活没有包括教会呢？
And so then you question, if the resurrection of the church is included in the boundary of the first resurrection, then how do you know what is stated here in Revelation in the first resurrection does not include the church?
你说这里所说的他们是与基督作王一千年。
Because what is mentioned there, that is they reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
这个和教会的经历是一样。
That has the same experience as the church.
教会的得胜者也与基督作王一千年。
Because the overcomers of the church will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
所以这批人就等于教会的得胜者。
So this group equals the overcomers of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你留意，
pay attention.
说他们与基督复活，与基督一同作王一千年的时候。
When it mentions that they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years,
第六节那里。
Verse 6 there,
很明显的说到。
Very clearly tells us,
他们也必作神和基督的祭司。
But they shall be priests of God and of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你说到这个又是教会的经历啊。
Brothers and sisters, then you question that is also the experience of the church.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是祭司嘛。
Because all of us who are saved by grace are also priests.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你留意。
Pay attention.
这里说。
Here it says,
做神和祭司，神和基督的祭司这一件事。
When it mentions about being this matter of being priest of God and of Christ,
我与基督一同做王这一件事是并列的。
That it is connected with the matter that they shall reign with Christ.
是同时发生的。
That it is at the same time this takes place.
那我们就要看了。
Then we have to say.
教会现在是祭司。
Now the church is the priest.
严格说起来。教会只说是祭司的国度。
To be strict, the church is a royal priesthood.
信徒个别人是祭司。
That the believers individually are the priests.
这没有错。
There's no problem with that.
但是现在你做王了没有？
But now are you kings?
现在主的国度显明出来了没有？
Now has the kingdom of God been manifested?
没有啊。
No.
我们只是做祭司，
now,
没有做王。
Now we're only priests, we're not kings.
但这里提到这一批人。
But here when it mentions this group, on the one hand they're priests, on the other hand they're kings.
那从这一点上，明显就跟教会的经历又不配相。
And so with that, it is not the same as the experience of the church.
那我们就说了。
So then we say,
那这样这批人是什么人？
Then who are this group of people?
当然就是上文所说的那在经过灾难的而赞助的那一批人。
Of course on the one hand there are those who went through the tribulation.
教会以外的，
They're outside of the church.
主要是以色列人，
Mainly the Israelites.
那这就给我们留意到在旧约里面所说的。
And so then we pay attention. This tells us in the Old Testament.
我们留意，
Let's pay attention.
在国度的日子，
In the days of the kingdom,
列国怎么能来到神的面前？
How can all the nations come before God?
如果我们还记得撒迦利亚书上的话，
Now we still remember the words from Zechariah.
我们就看到了。
Then we'll see.
那现在我们到神面前就借着基督。
Now when we come before God, it is through Christ.
凭着神的儿子，我们到父的家里去。
It is by the Son of God that we can come into the Father's house.
在国度的时候呢？
But in the kingdom,
人要来到神的面前，他怎么去呢？
When man wants to come before God, how do they do so?
人要来到这一位做王的基督那里，他怎么去呢？
When man wants to come to Christ, who is King, how do they go?
弟兄姊妹，你读撒迦利亚书的时候，你那个印象一定很明显。
Brothers and sisters, when you read Zechariah, you should be very clear and very fresh.
那时
，at that time,
从列国出来的那些人
，all those from all nations,
每十个人就抓住一个犹太人
every ten will hold on to a Jew.
对他说
，and say to him,
你带我们到神的殿去
，bring us.
你
们
到我们到神的面前去
，bring us to the face of God。
只有你们才能给我们有那个条件可以到神那里。
Because only you can qualify to bring us before God。
这弟兄姊妹，这是什么
？Brothers and sisters, what is that？
这就是祭司。
That is a priest。
以色列人在国度的里边，他们是列国与神发生关系的那个媒介。
Brothers and sisters, that during the kingdom, the Israelites is the medium in which that can bring all nations to God.
也就是出埃及记，神选召他们在西乃山接受律法以前所宣告的，你们要成为一个祭司的国度。
And that is also what God proclaimed to them when He called them out of Egypt before He brought them and gave them the law in Mount Sinai, that they will become a royal priesthood.
这里很清楚，我们了解到了。
A nation of priests, and so there we can see very clearly.
至于以基督作王一千年呢
？For them to reign with Christ 1,000 years.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们圣经稍微有一点的基础
，Brothers and sisters, we have somewhat of a foundation.
我们都知道国度是分为两个部分。
Then we know that the kingdom is broken into two sections.
一个是属灵的部分
，one is a spiritual section，
或者说是属天的部分
，or a heavenly position。
一个是属地的部分
，and the other is an earthly position。
那个属天的部分
，and so the heavenly portion，
与基督作王一千年
，that the church will reign with Christ for 1,000 years。
属地的部分
，on the earthly portion，
那教会并不。好像都是犹太以色列人。
Generally speaking, it is Israelites.
实际的执掌地上的政务。
that they will practically govern the matters, administrate the matters in, on earth.
我弟兄姊妹，这样我们就又晋升一点了解了。
Then brothers and sisters, we can go a step further to realize. Last time we may mention,
我们做王
when we reign.
跟现在地上的人做王是不一样的。
It is different from those who reign today.
地上的人做王是要向人民收取。
That when people reign on earth,
是税银的。
Is that they collect the taxes from the people?
但是在将来在国度里面，那个与基督一同做王的人。
But in the future, for all those who reign with Christ,
他们是把神的丰富、基督的丰盛来。分给人的
that they are the very ones who disperse to man the fullness of God, the richness of Christ.
所以上次我们不是特别提了吗？
So last time we especially may mention
从得胜者的赏赐到那个男孩子的那个光景，并十九章那里所提到基督用铁杖辖管万国，辖管万国的这一件事。
We have made mention to the matter of receiving the reward to be a grown man and that Christ will rule the nations with the rod.
原来的意思不是去管理万国。
The original meaning is not for him to rule the nation.
原来的意思是去供应万国。
But the original meaning is for him to provide to shepherd the nation.
牧养万国。
It is for him to shepherd the nation.
弟兄姊妹们，当然，如果我们唱出去，我们就晓得为什么现在主对属他的人有那样高的要求。
Then, if we go outside, off tangent, then we realize why the Lord has such a high requirement of His people today.
那么严格的要求他们在生命的成长上头不能马虎。
Why he would so strictly require his people in their growth, in their maturity, that they cannot be casual?
因为做王的将来做王的实际乃是用神的荣耀、尊贵、丰富去供应人。
Because the reality of reigning with him is to provide man with the glory, the honor, and the fullness of God.
但是二十章这一批人 与基督作王一千年的人
But this group to reign with Christ for a thousand years in chapter 20
他们真的是在那里管理政务
They are only there to administrate the government
所以他们是 reign 是统管
And so they are to reign to rule
而我们在教会里边的将来与主一同作王是shepherd 万民
and so for us in the future when we are reigning with Christ it is to shepherd the nation
这种是不是就是非常大的区别
brothers and sisters that is a very very big distinction
所以不要把这一批人抓到自己身上来
and so brothers and sisters do not take this group of people to be yourselves
这一批人的经历跟教会的经历不一样
the experiences of this group is different from the experience of the church
虽然他们也经历基督的权柄和丰富
even though they also experienced the authority and the fullness of Christ
但跟教会的经历来比较那教会的那个经历还要高
but in comparison with the experience of the church's experience is still higher
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
主实在是恩待我们
indeed the Lord is gracious to us
我们看到这个印都接完了以后
when we see all the seven seals that are open
结局的时候
when we see the result
虽然还没有到新天新地
even though we do not see the
heaven
yet
我们看见教会蒙恩的那个实际
we still already see the gracious condition of the church
我们要向主低头敬拜
we have to bow our head and worship our Lord
要归给他
to give him all glory
因为他实在做了奇妙奇妙的恩典在我们这些人的身上
Because indeed he has performed his wondrous grace upon us
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord
我想今天晚上我们就停在这里
I think we'll end here tonight
我们祷告
Let us pray
主啊巴不得你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵更明亮的把你的心意向我们解开
Lord may you speak and reveal your heart even more clearly to us through the Spirit who gives wisdom and revelation
主啊说到你那永远的事情
Lord when we talk about your eternal matter
我们真恨自己的度量是这样的小
We really despise that our capacity is so limited
恨我们所能表达的能力是这样的差距
We really despise how limited our expression can be
没有办法能把你心里面所存的那个意念 说得明白。
But there is no way for us to be able to clearly explain the heart that you have for us.
主，我们还是感谢。
Lord, we still thank thee.
因为你会亲自领我们进入你自己的旨意。
Because you will personally lead us into experiencing your will.
我们为此向你低头敬拜。
And for that, we bow our head and worship.
因为你给我们看见国度的光。
Because you allow for us to see the light of the kingdom.
看见国度的实际。
And to see the reality of the kingdom.
我们算不得什么。
Lord, we are nothing.
你却是把我们放在国度的属天的部分。
And that you have placed us into the heavenly portion of the kingdom.
叫我们承受地上从没有过的荣耀丰富权柄
so that we can allow to experience the glory, the fullness and the authority that has never been on earth before.
主，我们是什么？
Lord, what are we?
你竟然如此恩待我们。
That you have dealt so graciously with us.
我们要向你说。
We have to say to thee.
感谢你。
We thank thee.
感谢你。
We thank thee.
荣耀归给你。
And may all glory be thine.
继续带领我们。
Lord, continue to lead us.
让我们更明确地知道你旨意的安排。
Let us continue to know clearly the arrangement of thy will.
让我们更实际地看见七个刃都揭开了以后你所做的是什么。
And allow for us to practically see after you have opened all the seven seals what it is that you will do.
我们敬拜你。
We worship thee.
因为你毫无保留地把你自己向我们倾倒了。
Because you have completely poured out yourself to us without any withholding.
但愿荣耀称颂都归给你。
May all glory and praises be to thee.
祷告奉主的名。
In the Lord's name we pray.
Amen.